CrossFit School of Sweat Podcast, episode 48. What I'm going to cover over the next few podcasts is the different types of workouts that we do and how you should be approaching each of those different styles of workouts. What I mean by that is what we're going to talk about first is a task priority workout or a four-time style of workout. This is one where the amount of work that you have to complete is predetermined. It's what's written on the board as a set number of reps, and you're trying to get it done as fast as possible. So, how do you approach this type of a workout? Well, you need to understand what it means when it says it's four time. Four time means the objective is to get it done as quickly as possible. So you would look at the workout, and the first thing you do is address the movements that are involved. Usually, you know, we have two or three movements per workout. You're going to look at those movements and make sure that you can perform those movements properly and efficiently. And then you're going to decide what you might need to scale on the movement variations so that you can do the required work that's in the workout. Then, once you've made that assessment, then you have to look at the number of reps that are involved, and then that will also help you further decide what you need to do to move the most efficiently throughout the workout. If there's weights involved, you need to decide what weight can I move efficiently for this number of reps throughout the course of this workout. So, for the sake of talking and discussing, I'm going to take the benchmark workout, Helen. It is three rounds, four time, of a 400-meter run, 21 kettlebell swings, and then 12 pull-ups. So you're going to look at this and think, okay, I have to do this four times. I have to get it done as quickly as I can. 400-meter run. You should be able to go at that with a pretty solid pace. There's only three of them. That doesn't mean a good solid pace on the first one, and the second one you've dramatically slowed down, and then the third one you even stop and walk part of it, or you walk the last 25 feet because you know you're approaching the finish line. If that's the case, you're losing your intensity on the run. So you need to shorten the distance on the run so that you can go at that run substantially all three times. Next would be your kettlebell. So 21 kettlebell swings. To do this with the effectiveness we're looking for, 21 kettlebell swings should be an unbroken set each round. So you need to pick the appropriate weight that you can maintain a good kettlebell swing for 21 reps. That might mean you got to go lighter than you want to. That's okay, because doing it right and well is better than doing it wrong and crappy. Next is the 12 pull-ups. If you can't do pull-ups, you're going to do ring rows, or maybe you would do dumbbell rows, or whatever the case may be. But that, again, 12 reps is something that needs to be done unbroken. So this is how you need to approach the workout when you're determining what do I need to do that's right for me. CrossFit is all about keeping the intensity high. That's the point of our workouts. You know, we're not doing bro sessions in the gym where we, you know, do 10 bench press and then we go flex and pose our muscles in the mirror and talk to our buddies, or go over here and do some bicep curls and then start texting our friends. You know, we're doing high intensity work. So the objective, once you start, is you have that high level of intensity all the way till it's done. Now, of course, everybody's level of intensity might vary, but technically it doesn't vary. Meaning what I'm going to put forth in my 80% might be a greater capacity of work than somebody who's brand new and who's older than me or who's a girl or something like that. But everybody should be putting forth the same percentage level of intensity. So keeping high intensity, like I said, is going to be hitting those 21 kettlebell swings unbroken in every round. If you do your first round and you do 21 kettlebell swings unbroken, that's awesome. You go through, you do your 12 pull-ups, and you go do your 400-meter run again. Now you're back to the kettlebell swing for round two, and your mentality is, well, I'm more fatigued now, so I'm going to take a break. That's where you're losing your intensity. That's where the workout is now not doing everything it could for you. You're going to take that break for 5 or 10 seconds in the middle of your kettlebell swings. Your heart's still going to be racing. Your lungs are still on fire, breathing heavy and everything else, but your internal intensity of output has dropped significantly. And now you got to start it up again. It's like driving down the freeway and you got it on cruise control. So you're just going, you're going. The motor's revving, keeping the RPMs at a nice constant pace. And then all of a sudden you hit the brake for 10 seconds. Or you just let off the cruise control and you coast for 10 seconds. What happens to the RPMs? They just drop. And then you got to hit the gas again and start over. If you're doing that, you're kind of losing that intensity. So this is why I say you need to approach this with a good, smart attitude of what's the right weight or what's the right movement variation I need to use so that I can operate consistently with a high intensity from start to finish. So that is the point of the four-time workout. There really shouldn't be any breaks. Only those pauses where you're transitioning from one move to the next and you just get it done. That's the objective of the four-time workout. Usually when you see one for time, and if it's like a 21-15-9 scheme or something like that, those are all the shorter version workouts that are somewhere in that 4 to 8 minute range. So it's designed for you to go hard for that amount of time, and that's what we're looking for. So if you can do that, make some adjustments. Maybe you need to go with some lighter weights. Maybe you need to modify some movements a little more than your ego wants you to. Whatever the case may be, if you can start doing that and you hit those workouts and you're not having to stop and take breaks, you're probably going to see some better results. So that's the podcast for today. Hope you're all having a good one. And come back next time and discuss a different type of workout for you.